In fact, the four, all of them relate to double taxation agreement with countries, one, Singapore, Mauritius, Morocco, and Czech Republic. You agree with me that double tax agreement is for the two countries to mutually benefit. Unfortunately, from the countries that I have seen, I don't think Ghana as a country is going to benefit. I say this because the simple question that everybody else will ask is that, what is their investment, the quantum of their investment in this country, one. And two, what are the names of Ghanaian investment in those countries? What I'm seeing is that these countries are import tax havens. So you see that most of them, like Singapore and Mauritius, for instance, they are tax havens for certain offshore entities. So they go there, and obviously their intention is to come and invest in this country and to cream off the taxes. So they are going to exempt them from taxes based on that. I want to ask this government to come clean on this matter, that what is the motivation, why we are rushing to come to Parliament to get approvals for four different double tax agreements. We want them to estimate the fiscal cost to the state. We want them to give us evidence that Ghanaian businesses are also going to benefit from those countries. And it's not going to be done in a way for small individuals and small companies to benefit from. I'm very concerned that we are in a hurry to approve four different double tax agreements for this republic. I think it's a bit too much, and we want to know the fiscal implication. In the coming days, we in the minority is going to scrutinize this double taxation in a way that the ordinary Ghanaian will benefit from it. We think that if we are to conclude that it's in the interest of this country, we will support the government to approve it.